So, Adelina, that's how you say, right? Adelina.
Actually, everybody call me Ade.
Well, that's fine. So, Ade, tell me, what are your favorite cities in Europe?
Well, first of all, I have to say I like other continents a lot more than Europe. But if I have to choose one city, I will say definitely London.
Actually, I don't see you as a London girl.
And why not? I was living in London 4 years, and actually it's a city full of life. You can find whatever you want in there. Clubbing, shopping, culture. It's a melting pot.
A melting pot?
Yes, melting pot. It's a very common expression. All British use it. They refer to London as a melting pot because of all the nationalities living in there. There are so many people from all around the world that actually is weird if you find an English person living in London.
Okay, interesting. I actually never heard of that expression. So you just said you lived there for 4 years. But then tell me, what was the purpose of that? Did you live there for work? Or maybe a boyfriend?
Boyfriend? No, not boyfriend. I don't like English guys. But the thing is that I just went there to spend the summer and improve my English. But after a while, I fall in love with the city and I decide to stay there a little bit longer. And then I thought, why not profit some time there and do something? So I start MA in audiovisual translation, and that was 1 year long. So actually, I was living there for 4 years, and I did also some waitressing jobs just to get some extra money and do a living there, because actually London is a very expensive city, so...
Oh yes, I totally understand you. I was there on holidays as well. So actually, now, do you think you could live there again?
Not at all. That was a chapter of my life that is completely ended. Now I just chase the sun.
Oh yes, also not a bad idea. So tell me, what about other cities? Are there other cities that you especially like in Europe?
Yes, Ibiza in Spain is one of my favorites.
Wow, Ibiza. Well, actually, when you talk about Ibiza, the first thing that comes up in my mind is partying, clubbing. Was that the idea of going to Ibiza?
No, not at all. Everybody is so wrong about Ibiza. Ibiza is worldwide known about clubbing and parties and DJs, but actually Ibiza is a tiny island but has so much to offer. For example, the sunsets. There are these amazing sunsets and these hiding places where you can just relax and enjoy the nature.
Oh yes, it's true, sunsets. I heard of its famous sunsets on Ibiza. So actually, I think of going to Mallorca this summer, and I might go a few days to see Ibiza. Can you tell me some famous places to see one of the best sunsets there?
Don't go to Café del Mar, for example. It's the popular one, but you don't have the best sunset there. There is a place named Calaconta, and there is a bar there called Sunset Hasram. That is the best place.
Sounds great. Thanks for the tip. I will tell you about my experience when I'm back again. By the way, should I start going to the gym and buy me one of these little swim shorts like the Italians all at the beach in Ibiza?
Don't be fool. But, well, you just said Italy is also a great place, and I love Italy. Actually, Florence is also one of my favorite cities in Europe.
Oh yes, that's true. I hear a lot of people talking so good about Florence. But as well, another city I never went to.
You should. Actually, Florence is like going back in time 100 years. It's full of art, and the Duomo is great spot. And also you can find the Michelangelo and Of course, the food is very nice food, like in Spain. You can really enjoy there. It's a small city, but it's very, very authentic.
Wow, it seems you've been to quite a lot of places already in Europe.
Not only in Europe. I'm a traveler. I'm a nomad. The more I travel, the wiser I get.
Yes, indeed. That's what they say, at least. Well, thank you very much, Ade.
Thanks to you. It was a pleasure.